Misty today with Bob Rodenberger, Stockman's Livestock Auction in Apache. Bob, what kind of week did we have this week?
Well, we had Saturday, Casey, we had the World's Auctioneer Contest at Oklahoma City, and we had 10,000 that day. And of course, the market was exceptional. It had a great turnout of buyers, a great turnout of sellers. And of course, it was packed. I think the LMA said it was the largest crowd they've ever had on hand during an auctioneer contest. We got to hear 30 auctioneers compete for the final 10, and then the final 10 were exceptional auctioneers. It'd been hard to be able to pick the one that won it, because all 10 of them were great. But we had 10,000. We only end up with about 4,000 Monday, which was kind of to be expected. Now, midweek, they had a normal run. Then in Apache, we were 800 bigger than we were a year ago. And part of it, we had two sets of cows. They were older cows, still good shape, had good calves on them, but the producers are older, and they said these cows are worth more than we've ever, they're worth twice what they was when we got them. So they were cleaning out, letting their pastures catch up, letting their pastures heal up, and they said they'll come back next spring and buy cows back. But I mean, that's kind of what we're seeing. The feeder market was higher, if you can believe that. Calf market was higher again. They're just tremendous demand. And, you know, even though this meat is high, we're still moving meat. I mean, it's not backlogged. I mean, yes, there's some resistance. Yes, there's not as much demand for the high-end prime and organic, all organic and antibiotic-free. They're not willing to pay that extra $5 a pound more just to get that. But the choice meat's moving, and they brought the other down to move it. But we're not backlogging any meat, so demand's still there. And we know we got less cattle. We got an on-feed report, I think, comes out today that should show we got less placements and less cattle on feed. I mean, I don't know how it couldn't be. But anyway, those things are looking at us. But in general, I mean, if you're in the livestock business or in the cattle business, I mean, you got to be loving it. A cow-calf producer is in the driver's seat. Now, these boys buying these calves, that stock operators, I mean, their margin's getting slimmer. And you know, at this level, at any level, we got the black swans today. I mean, we've got it now where there is a $9.25 market limit on the feeders. So you're talking about $4,600 a contract in one day. That's $125 a head. So you've got to put some type of floor on them, some type of insurance policy. Because I mean, we even corrected after the black swan this fall. But if you came in that 90-day period, I mean, without any LRP on them, I mean, you lost $400 of your margin quickly. So, I can't be more adamant about, you know, go ahead and put in your LRP on it, even though it costs something to do it, put it on it and protect yourself and buy your cattle. And I mean, you got to have a way to, these four-legged animals are hay balers, and you know, you only need so much hay, and the rest of the grass, you got to market it some way. So market it through a calf, it's worth $2.50 a pound.
Well, I think the main thing that I'm hearing from producers is, how long can this go on? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, you know, we really haven't in our area. I mean, we're seeing some heifer retention. We're not seeing anybody buying heifers and putting together the breed. And normally when you see that start happening, you're at the top. But I haven't seen a lot of that yet, because, I mean, you know, an open heifer's $1,800. Well, time you get her ready to breed, they'll have $2,600 to $3,000 in her. Well, to get a guy to give $3,200 to $3,500, for them to make money, I mean, you're giving a lot of money for a replacement heifer. And I mean, the people that raise them are going to raise them herself instead of go give that from somebody that's put them together. But I think, I don't know. I don't know what difference. You've got a LRP, and if your LRP kicks in when you're going back to replace them, you're going to be buying them cheaper, and you got another LRP. So no need in trying to be Houdini here. Just use what costs $40 to $50 a head and lock it in, and don't worry about when it's going to run out, because you protect yourself.
Well, we're in the summer, starting to get hot. So what do you think we're going to see next week?
Well, I think as high as calves are, I had a guy call me just this week that brought cattle in. He's out of water. Now, I mean, it's an isolated area. I just got off the phone with another boy. He bought some cows, replacing cows he had. And he said, Bobby, we might have bought cows prematurely because it's quit raining. You know, everybody gets in the enthusiasm and the euphoria. We're getting rain. We got green grass coming. You know, we've got to let it catch up. We've got to let our pastures are stressed. And when they're stressed, they won't be carrying the minerals they need. You know, the vitamins and minerals that's normally in them grass. So people need to keep a good mineral product in front of them. And then, you know, fertilize and spraying. If you're going to produce it, you got to feed it. So, but I think in general, you know, if you're cow calf man, you're loving this. I mean, because you can sell a 400 pound calf for $1,500. You can sell a 300 pound calf for $1,300. If it's a steer, it might be $1,500. So, you know, why would they want to? I mean, they're looking at, I can get that calf off the cow, let her rest. I need less grass and move on. I mean, you can go ahead and make that calf weigh 800. If you've got wheat pasture and that's your program, and you can go ahead and lock it in out there in January, March, April, May at 2,100. So, I mean, we really hadn't had it any better.
Right. Well, if folks want to visit with you, Bob, how do they get in touch with you?
1-800-926-9696. Give Justin Kirkendall, David Gage, Clay LeBay, Kelly Osbrook, Greg Griffith, or myself a call, and we'd be more than glad to visit with you. Now, Casey, I think me and you talk, we're going to skip 2 weeks and then get back with everybody probably the next week after the 4th. Is that right?
That's exactly right. So we'll tell everybody to tune in then.
Okay. Thank y'all.